First in to talk live with us this morning is Eunice Waller from Waverly House Gifts and Gallery. And for probably two decades or more during the holiday season, Waverly House has been raising funds with sales of art objects for various youth-related, youth-oriented groups. And for the past five, six, 7 years, we're not even sure how long now, that fundraiser has specifically benefited A Sporting Chance. Tell us who, people may have forgotten who A Sporting Chance is and who they serve.
Sure. Thank you, Randy, and thank you for having me on this morning. Sporting Chance is an organization that provides sports programs for any person with a disability, at-risk youth, and disadvantaged youth. It's a very diverse group, and it encompasses a lot of folks who are not able to take part in other sports programs.
And actually, youth and adults both, I believe.
That's right. It's youth and adults both. That's correct. It includes seniors as well.
Right.
And they serve over 2,300 people in 26 counties, but are headquartered here in Springfield.
And what you're going to be doing, you're opening a juried art show called Dreams, and that will be next Thursday, a week from yesterday, November the 8th, 5 to 8 p.m. at Waverly House at 2031 South Waverly. That's the a couple of blocks south of Sunshine. That's the street that is just west of Glenstone, and your business is like right behind where the Red Lobster is there on Glenstone.
Yes, we're a little bit further north
right.
from that. Yes, and it only runs one block there between Cherokee and Seminole. And we are having the Dreams Juried Show. We have 26 artists that are taking part in that show. A portion of those proceeds will go to A Sporting Chance, but 100% of the silent auction will go to A Sporting Chance. And we have had such generous donations this year from so many area artists. It's been wonderful. We're going to have a great silent auction. We're going to have jewelry, paintings, pottery, kiln form glass, stone pieces, just anything you can think of.
Hand wovens.
Hand wovens, absolutely. We will do that. And also, two of the pieces from our dream show have been purchased by Waverly House. That's Doris Doucette's piece and Bill Decker's. And those will be in the silent auction as well. We add those to the also to the silent auction.
Right. The silent auction is part of the opening reception for Dreams, this new art show at Waverly House on Thursday the 8th from 5 to 8 p.m. And again, 100% of the proceeds from the silent auction go to A Sporting Chance. The silent auction specifically includes art objects, or are there other things?
Absolutely. It's mostly art, but that would include jewelry from area artists such as Tammy Kirk's, Nina Potts. We have some line of cuts donated by Debbie Gilley. David Planks donated watercolor. It's just a real diverse group, but it's mostly donated by regional artists, I should say. And I might also mention we're going to have some great entertainment. Johnny Strickler is going to be playing jazz guitar, but then we also have the Show Me Statesman chorus that
right.
will perform that evening. So it's going to be a great time. It's always fun. And we also have an adopt an athlete. For $30, you can adopt an athlete for one sport for the year. And Waverly House is giving a handmade mug as a thank you gift to everyone who will donate the $30.
One of these athletes that is affiliated with A Sporting Chance specifically.
That's right. Yes.
Now, there's a Best of Show and a Theme Award. Nina Potts actually won Best of Show for her pendant called Between the Lines. And the Theme Award went to Joanne Kenny for her collage called Dreaming of a Princess and a Kiss. So dreams, just in general, is the theme for this exhibit, this show.
Absolutely, it is. And I might mention that pendant by Nina Potts is absolutely outstanding, and so is the collage by Joanne Kenney. And as you might have guessed, there is a frog on that collage.
Probably, yes, just based on the
title, yep. Dreaming of a Princess and a Kiss.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Well, this is, again, the opening of this juried art show, Dreams, next Thursday, November the 8th, 5 to 8 p.m. at Waverly House Gifts and Gallery, 2031 South Waverly. And there will be a silent auction during the evening featuring many of the art objects. Is it all up for grabs that night, or are there specific things?
The show pieces are actually for sale, but we do give a portion of all proceeds from that evening and from the show to a sporting chance.
Right.
But the auction items are 100% of that goes to a sporting chance. Might mention a few other area artists. We have Bonnie Armstrong, well known in the area. We have a watercolor donated by her. Cindy Copenhafer has donated a silk painting. Marie Scarpa, one of our jewelry artists, has donated a beautiful piece. Marlene Oglesby has donated a beautiful lace necklace. Ernie Lawrence has donated two turned wood pieces. It's just a real variety, a good variety. I think people will be pleased. These artists have all donated wonderful pieces this year.
So you will have the silent auction during the opening reception. 100% of the proceeds from the silent auction items go to a sporting chance. And the full juried art show Dreams continues all the way through December 22nd. And a portion of sales of the items in this show from the opening on to December 22nd will go toward a sporting chance. How much money have you been able to raise for that organization over the years? What did you do last year, for example?
Last year, I think we raised between $7,000 and $8,000 for them, which is a big amount for a sporting chance.
Yeah.
They do so much on a small budget, and that's one of the things that really caused us to help these folks out. They can do so much on a small budget. And also, I have a grandson who has Down syndrome, and he has played basketball and golf with a sporting chance. And so that, in that regard, that's how I learned a lot about the organization. And we feel like it's such a worthwhile organization to help.
Well, this is the juried art show Dreams, and it is one of those things where you hope to at least raise a dollar more than you did last year, right?
Absolutely, Randy. Yes, we certainly hope to do that, and I really think we will with everything that we have going on and also with these wonderful donations this year.
All right, that is Waverly House's annual benefit for a sporting chance. It's the juried art show Dreams, opening next Thursday evening with a silent auction from 5 to 8 p.m. at Waverly House at 2031 South Waverly. Eunice Waller, thanks for being in this morning, coming in to talk about it with us.
Well, thank you, Randy. I appreciate the time, for sure.